So moving right along with the halachos of being a shliach tzibur. So we did last time, we did should you refuse. Now we're on source number 10. So I called that where to start. Okay, so this is a little, moving a little bit more into the mainstream in Yanim now. So if you look in the Kolbo, in source number 10, it says, what's the Kolbo? Is a sefer of halacha from one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim. And he writes, Ulakach Pirsh Rav Amram, he quotes from the original Siddur, the Seder of Amram Gaon. And he quotes Rav Amram Gaon, Sheyesh Lachazen Lomar Yishtabach Betfilas Shachris Lifnea Teva Mi'umad. So the Chazen should stand up from the Amud where he's davening, he should say Yishtabach. Kidei Lomar Alav Kaddish, right, so that he could say the Kaddish on the Yishtabach. Kach Matzasi. This is what I found. Now, what are we talking about over here? So he's saying that you don't need a shliach tzibur for Birchas HaShachar, although we pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays the minhag is l'sader kol ha-brachos b'beis ha-knesses, right? So nowadays we have a guy up there to daven for the Amid who starts from Birchas HaShachar. But that's not really a shliach tzibur. He's sort of just like the pace car. You could technically do it, but that's not what the goal is, really. Like, that's why a lot of shuls, you dafka gets up, they say, Baruch Adah Hashem, and it was like, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Dafka, they say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. They're not trying to be Yotzei the Brachos with him. He's just sort of the guy who's in charge of starting davening, right? And then similarly for Psukei Dezimra, there are shuls. It's not even a shtick. Right. So there are plenty of shuls and even yeshivos where nobody will be the shliach tzibur until... well, definitely we assume that way la'alacha, that Baruch Hu, if you're going to be Yotzei, you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Well, even worst case scenario, right? But worst case scenario, maybe as long as, but that's provided that you actually heard all the words. That's the Bira, not the Bira Gra, the Maisarav on Chazaras Hashatz says don't answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo during Chazaras Hashatz because you're for sure going to miss some words. So even if you hold the Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is not such a big hefsik, you're still gonna, you know, you're still gonna miss something. So.
Nowadays you'd say.
What?
You'd send everything.
Hopefully.
If you're not being guilty with Chazaras HaShatz.
Well, that's the question. Meaning, why would he say such a thing if you're not trying to be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei with Chazaras HaShatz? All right. So obviously he holds Chazaras HaShatz to something else than just, you know, in case anybody in shul didn't know how to daven. So, okay, but for our purposes, we don't assume that the guy is davening for the Amid up until Yishtabach is the real Shliach Tzibur. We assume he's like the pace setter. That's why a lot of places will be Dafka have a katan davening for the Amid until that point to show that it's not a real Shliach Tzibur. He's not, that's not his job. He's just there to make sure that things start and on time and they go in the right pace, whatever it is. But the Kolbo is reporting that Rav Amram Gaon held that you start at Yishtabach. I would have thought, no, why am I starting at Yishtabach? Just get up there and say Baruch Hu. Right? No, you got to start at Yishtabach so that you can say Kaddish. And you should be standing for the Yishtabach so that you can go straight into the Kaddish. So if you skip to source number 13, I gave you a little too much over there from the Sefer HaAgur. The Agur is also a collection type Rishon, very late Ashkenazi Rishon. And he is quoting the Ravid here, and he says, "Hey, Heishiv a Ravid tam ala kadishos sheomrim betfila." So the Ravid gave a reason for each kaddish that we say during the tefila. Just the one that's nogea to us is ha'echad, the first one, the first kaddish we say in tefila is acharei psukim dezimra sheyesh l'sham hefsik the psukim or sheyesh l'shem. I'm not sure how you read it. But so he says, you say that Kaddish to create a hefsik between all the psukim you're saying in Psukei Dezimra and now the tfilos of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which you're about to say. So that Kaddish is really a sikum of all of the...
After Yishtabach.
Right, we say Yishtabach. Yishtabach is the closing bracha on Psukei DeZimra. And then once we want to create a hefsek between Psukei DeZimra, which is Psukim of Tanakh, versus the tefilos of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So that is really like a wrap-up of the previous tefillah. That's why Chatzi Kaddish can serve two functions.
I mean, is there any other hefsek there?
What?
You can talk in between.
So we say, yeah, I mean, I didn't include that in the sources, but in the Gemara already, they say that it's an Aveira to talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Right, so they say, and that's Shulchan Aruch said. Paskin is the famous line that it's an avera to be masik between Yishtabach and Yotzer, and Chozrin Aleha Maorchei Amochama. Right, it's a big enough avera that when they get up, when the Meshuach Mochama gets up there and makes his announcements, anyone who's afraid can turn back. So they say, why is he afraid? He's afraid because of the averas that he did. This is a big enough avera already that if you did this, you might be afraid you're going to get killed at war. What, between Yishtabach and Yotzer?
Yeah,
but we would do it L'Shem Mitzvah. L'Shem Mitzvah and L'Shem Tzorach Tfilah Tzorach Rabin, we do it. But that's a whole shaila with the Shir HaMalos business. Are you allowed to have the Shir HaMalos at that point? There are those who say, no, you may not. That would be considered a hefsek. What? Rav Soloveitchik actually held it's better to do the Shir HaMalos before Az Yashir or after Az Yashir, before Yishtabach, than it would be to do it between Yishtabach and Yotzer, because it never says anywhere in the Gemara that you can't be mafsik during Psukei DeZimra. There's a better sources. Tosfos says it. The Rishonim say it, but it never says anywhere in the Gemara you can't be mafsik during Psukei DeZimra. So
I could not.
No. We like the Rishonim also, but what I'm saying is that there's actually stronger sources that say not to be mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer than not to be mafsik during Psukei DeZimra. Again, I don't even have one long bracha. I understand that's the gross oversimplification of it, and I certainly am not going to say that it's wrong. But it's not the same as one long bracha, as in like you're going to make an Alam Mechia, and all of a sudden you're going to start talking in the middle of Alam Mechia. That's one long bracha. Baruch Shamar is the opening bracha, and Yishtabach is the closing bracha. And since it's a unit, we view Yishtabach as smucha lechaverta of, you got to see that huge Tosfos at the beginning of the seventh parak in brachas. He goes through all these different brachas. So there's where the Tosfos says that it's a, you shouldn't be mafsik during that time because that's considered samach to Baruch Shamar. Okay, so obviously we take it seriously. We don't just start talking in the middle of Psukei DeZimra, but we're more lenient with Hefsakos during Psukei DeZimra than we would be during Shmon Esrei or things like that, where it's Vadai Samach L'Chavrta, right? So okay. But for our purposes, we don't want to be mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer, but nevertheless, we are mafsik with this Kaddish, because the Kaddish is like the closing of the Psukei DeZimra. Some Kaddishim, or more correctly, as it says in the Kolbo, in the Ugur, Kaddishos, right? Some Kaddishos, except it sounds weird, so I say it in Yiddish, Kaddishim, right? So no, Shabbosim is also Yiddish, but I understand the joke. It was a joke. Later, we stop for every joke, then we're never going to get anywhere. So sometimes the Kaddish is an introduction to the next thing. Sometimes it is the clothing of the closing of the previous thing. So I'll give you another example where it's Nogea. It's a Machlokas Rishonim. It's quoted, I think, in the Avudram. A Machlokas Rishonim by Shabbos Musaf. Right? Where does the rabbi always speak? Right? He speaks right after they return the Torah, before Kaddish. So is that so Pashut? So it's a machlokas Rishonim. What is the purpose of that Chatzi Kaddish? Is it the closing of the putting away of the Torah and the Ashrei prior to the putting away of the Torah? Or is it the introductory Kaddish to the Shmon Esrei? So sometimes you find you have to find exactly the right place that it's not too yeshivish that it won't have a drasha, but it's yeshivish enough that they want to be machmir for all the shittas in the Rishonim. So if you go to such a place, then they'll have the drasha before Ashrei. They'll have the drasha before Ashrei, before they put away the Sefer Torah. So, because that way you're yotzei l'chol adeos, you're not being mafsik in between the kaddish and the in between the Ashrei and the Yahalalu and the kaddish. Where in Dinek they do it that way? Okay, so Rabbi Adler, I know he does a lot of anhagos like Rav Soloveitchik, so maybe that's why maybe Rav Soloveitchik, it makes sense that Rav Soloveitchik would have a brisker approach to that.
I could be wrong.
No, but it's not surprising. Meaning, even if he doesn't do it, he should do it. No.
It's not considered disrespectful, Rabbi, to make the Torah wait for your speech.
The Torah is not waiting. The Torah is, the Torah is being held.
Like, do you cover it with a talos?
No, the guy could hold the Sefer Torah. What's wrong with the guy holding the Sefer Torah? It's more disrespectful to have the guy, when they have the guy take the Sefer Torah and they got like a little compartment for it to sit on, like, because nobody, God forbid, should have to hold the Sefer Torah.
How are they going to concentrate for the Haftorah?
Okay, just give him a small sitter.
I've held a Torah. I know it's hard, but I've held a Torah and a Chumash at the same time.
Unbelievable.
But no, in my shul for yesterday, they cover the Torahs with the...
Yeah, maybe that's a little different, okay, but... But in general, it's an interesting chumrah. I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying that, like, you have to find the right formula of, like, machmir, but not so yeshivish that why would we ever have a drasha? You know, so you have to find that mahalach. You can do it anytime you want. I'm just saying, that's my point. Like, if you... Anyway, moving right along. So he gives you the rest of the kaddishes also... So but we're not going to deal with that right now. So he says that the Shliach Tzibur gets up there and says the Kaddish, but that Kaddish is the closing Kaddish for the Yishtabach. That's why Dafka, the Kobo, quotes from Amram Gon, that we want the guy to be standing for Yishtabach. Let's just wait a second. We're going to have to tell him now? Oh.
We can move.
I don't want to, like, insect. Okay, so we said you're supposed to take over with the Kaddish, so that Kaddish closes off the Psukei Dezimra. Now, if you just take a look, there's one more Nakuda that's important for Shliach Tzibur as to where you're supposed to end off in the part of Yishtabach where you pick it up. So, if you look in the Magen Avram, in source number 11, so he quotes here from the Shalah. It says, Kol ha-tesvav shvachim shebi yishtabach min shiru shvacha ad me'ata yomar ben shima achas. So he quotes this idea from the Shla, which is that you're supposed to say all the praises, shiru shvacha, alav azimra, ozimim shalah, nesagru, etc., etc. So you should say it all in one breath. So that is, that's this idea that he has al-pi Kabbalah. But again, you guys know the style of the Magen Avraham is he introduces a lot of ideas from the Arizal and from that were not in the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of Kabbalistic ideas that became more part of the mainstream. A lot of them were introduced by the Magen Avraham. So this is one of them. However, the Mishneh Brura just points out that not everybody agrees to this exactly. He quotes the Chayei Adam in the name of the Gra, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his siddur as well, and he quotes also. It seems like the Zohar actually disagrees with the Shlah's way of doing it. That yes, you shouldn't have a hefsik during these 15 praises. You shouldn't stop for any type of a prolonged period of time. But it doesn't dafka have to be minashima achas. You shouldn't go out of your way to specifically do it in one breath. You just shouldn't be mafsik in between. That was his. The ha'ara that a number of the other achronim have here. So, why do I bring this up? Because I think it's nogeh to the shliach tzibur. When I was a kid, a lot of the shluchei tzibur would start. They would start from brachos vados me'atav yadolah. Right. So that would be what. Right. So I don't think, and I think a lot of the siddura made the switch to starting from Baruch Atah Hashem, because they
because they realize that what's going to happen is the guy gets up there and then he's going to stop. And then he's going to stop before brachos vados. Right? So then he's waiting.
So he says that breathing isn't the hafzeh.
No, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes, he says the majority of Achronim disagree with this comment of the Shloah, and they say you shouldn't be mafsik, but you don't have to dafka read it in one breath. So still, if you're going to have the Shliach Tzibur getting up there, and now he's waiting for the Tzibur to finish off, so that's not necessarily a great plan, because he's going to be, that would be considered a significant waiting period in between these 15 praises. So that's why I think a lot of the Siddurim made the switch to telling the Shliach Tzibur to finish off at Baruch Atah Hashem. Now you could say, oh, this rabbi does it from Baruch as well. Yeah, maybe that rabbi's careful to, especially if you say Rabbi Kamenetsky does it, so he's the guy who paces the minyan anyway. So he's just going to, when he gets up to those words, he just continues right along. And he says it, so there's no chashash of a hefsek for him. But I think for just to keep in mind, for most shluchei tzibur, they should bear in mind that you don't want to wait at that point for any extended period of time. That would not be proper. Okay, now we go to the next part called how to start. That was where to start. So where to start, I think you should start from, we start from Yishtabach and we start from Baruch Atah Hashem, specifically. How to start, meaning, how should you go about saying the different things? So if you look in source number 14, I gave you from the Shulchan Aruch here, it says, Amar Shlech Tzibur Baruch Hashem Es Hashem HaMevorach V'onar Acharav Baruch Hashem HaMevorach L'Olam Vo'ed V'chozer Shlech Tzibur V'omer Baruch Hashem HaMevorach L'Olam Vo'ed. Okay, so the Mechaber is very clear. The Ramah here quotes a minhag that nobody does anymore, to my knowledge. Right, that he would say a whole long niggin and they would say a certain piyut, a short piyut over there while the guy's saying
my
the niggin. Right, they're in the sitter, they didn't want to take it out, but for whatever reason, they don't. There are sitter, you can find it. There's a sitter over there, I don't know if you'll find it in there, so the Ramah does quote it, but it's not very commonly practiced. But anyway, one thing to note, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah over here, he just points out that you should be very careful that the Shliach Tzibur should wait until a lot of times what happens is that the Shliach Tzibur will say Baruch Hu, everyone will answer, and then all of a sudden everyone's davening. He says that's not how the Shulchan Aruch says to do it. He says you're supposed to say Baruch Hu, everybody answers, and then you are supposed to answer Baruch. You're supposed to go back and say Baruch Hashem HaMavaruch Le'olam Vo'ed also. You're not supposed to just say it along with the Tzibur. So that's just a note for the Shliach Tzibur in that regard. And Mishnah Berurah is pretty makbid about that as well. And he points out that every Shliach Tzibur should take note of that point. Okay, so now the next thing is something that I always want to take a poll. How many people are aware of this issue? If you notice, look in the Rambam. In the Rambam in Source 15, so he writes, Seder Tfilas HaTzibur Kach Hu. This is how the Shliach Tzibur goes. B'shachar kol ha'om yoshvim shliach tzibur yored lefnei ha'teva v'omer b'emtza ha'am v'maskel v'omer kaddish. Right, so he already has you starting from kaddish. V'chol ha'am onen amen yeshmei rabba mevarach lo'olam lo'me alamaya. V'chol kochan, right, that's the Gemara in Shabbos that says you're supposed to answer amen yeshmei rabba with all of your might, and it erases bad gzeris, and it's a big inyan. So of onen amen b'sof kaddish, and then you say amen at the end of the kaddish, which is the da'amiran bi'olamavim ra'amen. Right? Those are the two obligatory answerings for kaddish. So that's why. For example, if you're in a situation where you're not allowed to be mafsik, those are the only two things you're really allowed to answer. So you're not allowed to answer the other things. We answer mitam minhag. But that's only when it's available to us. If it's not available to us, we don't answer those.
Full Kaddish is the only obligation to last Amen.
So, it's Damiram, Belmavim, Amen, and probably all the following Amens as well. I've seen conflicting reports on that in different Sfarim, whether they think that those are obligatory answerings. I think the consensus is that you should answer those last three, like the Skabel, etc. I think you should answer those Amens as well. So here he says, then you say Baruch Hu, And then Vahim Onim Baruch Hashem Amavarach Le'olam Vo'ed. Umaschil Uporis Al Shema B'Kol Ram. And then you begin and you start saying, he uses the term Poris Al Shema. That's the term that's used by the Mishnah and Megillah and elsewhere. So he translates that as just like being the Shleich Tzibur for the Brachos of Kriya Shema with a loud voice. He says, you do it B'Kol Ram. Right, v'heim onin amein achar kol bracha bracha, and the people should answer amein after every bracha. V'hayodeya levarich v'likro simo korei ad shem levarich gal yisrael. And those who know how to read along and make the brachos, they should actually say along with the shliach tzibur until they get to gal yisrael. So interesting thing, the Rambam is basically laying out that the way, the original way to say Birchos Kriya Shema is for the Shliach Tzibur to say the whole thing out loud. And if you knew how to read along, you should read along. And if you don't, you should just listen to every word that he says. So, and this was the universal minhag. If you look in Source 16, the Torah quotes in the name of the Tshuvas Arash. So he writes, Kosav Adoni Avi b'tshuvas Berchas Yotzer Or v'arvis Anu Omrim Im Shliach Tzibur Benachas. We say, so like our custom is to say these brachos along with the Shliach Tzibur nicely and pleasantly. Ki ein adam yachol l'chavin tadir im Shliach Tzibur b'shtika. It says, the reason, why do we say it also? Because, same reason we give for benching, right? Because we don't know how to concentrate so well. We all have ADD, and therefore it's hard to just stand there quietly and listen carefully for the whole long time.
You say the bracha along with him, and you also say amen?
Yes. You should answer amen to the brachos. Well, we'll get to that in a second, but v'gam im hoya mechavein l'divrei shlech tzibur b'shtiko v'emtza bracha yapona libo l'dvar mechem. If you were standing quietly, and then all of a sudden you started spacing out, hare hifsid ha-kavana ki hifsik b'emtza isa. Because then you lost out on the, you didn't have kavana for the whole thing, and then because you, it's like you had a hefsik in the middle. You didn't, it's like you stopped in the middle. Aval kisha adam kori befiv, if you yourself are saying the words, the avim kori miktsasa below kavana, so even if some of the words, you don't have such great kavana for them, yatsa.
What's miktsasa?
Part of it.
You're saying right? What do we consider part of it?
No, like in the same way, you space out in the middle, so like while you're doing the davening, you space out in the middle also. So he says it's not, you're still yotzi.
So he's no longer being yotzi mitzad.
So let's hold that thought for a second. Let's just get the idea first, and then say what the mechanism is. So he says, "Kshani magi al sofa bracha, ani memaher l'sayim." And when I get to the end of the bracha, I finish it off quickly. Lanos amein achar birchas achazim. So I can answer amein when the shliach tzibur says amein. I want to answer amein too. So that is the idea. So what you see from both the Rambam and the Rush is that the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to say the whole Birchas Kriya Shema out loud. So the question is, are they saying it for the same reason? That is not so clear. If you look in the Bir Halacha in Source 18, we're not going to read it inside right now, but basically the Bir Halacha seems to think it's a Davar Pashut that this is based on the din of Shomea Ke'one. It's quite possible that is the case. So the way I would suggest it is that there's a very long shtickle Torah. If you read the Rishimos Shiurim in Meseches Brachos, there's a very long piece on Daf. It's already on Daf Beis and Aleph. Like it starts off. I've heard this shiur from Rav Shechter a number of times about the Rav Soloveitchik's whole vort from on what Chazaras Hashatz is. So you have to put together, to apply it to this, you have to put together a few questionable assertions. So assertion number one is the nature of Birchas Kriya Shema. Meaning, is Birchas Kriya Shema part of Kriya Shema, or is it a separate entity from Kriya Shema? Right, so this is a topic of major debate. What? Is it a bracha on the Kriya Shema, or is it basically some tefillos that we're supposed to say, and it centers around Kriya Shema because we have to say Kriya Shema too, and that's the way the Anshei Knesset Gedolah formulated it. Or maybe no. Maybe it's brachos that are part and parcel of the Kiyum of Kriya Shema. So based on different pieces in the Rambam, it seems clear that the Rambam holds that it is absolutely one big takana, it's one big package together with the Kriya Shema. and they take on the character of the Kriya Shema itself. That is a lengthy discussion that you can prove that pretty convincingly. So if you assume that Birchos Kriya Shema are part of Kriya Shema, so you then can enter into this comment of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Shomea Ka'una doesn't work for three things. So the one of the things that we're aware of is it doesn't work for Kriya Shema, it doesn't work for Birchos Hamazon, and it doesn't work for Tefillah.
And Birchos Kohanim doesn't work for Birchos Hamazon, Birchos Kohanim.
Well, I'm just telling you what the Yerushalmi says about this particular thing. Right, so whether or not you could do other things with Shomei Kona, you can't do other things with Shomei Kona. That's also, you know, like Sfir Saomer and other things. Okay, there are plenty of things that we don't necessarily want to use Shomei Kona for, but in the end of the day, I think those are the three things that are listed in Yerushalmi. And so, if you assume that let's just take the easy one first. So if you assume that you can't bench with with Shomei Ke'oneh, so then the question is, well, what on earth is a Zimun then? Like, used to be, everybody agrees to this, that the Mezamein would, the guy leading the Zimun would say the whole benching out loud and everybody else would just answer quiet, would listen and answer Amen. Right? So, is that a Din Shomei Ke'oneh or not? So some Rishonim say, yeah, it's a Din Shomei Ke'oneh, and we're not holding like that Yerushalmi, and it's just okay.
Isn't the Amen there? Doesn't go there to like ask a question there and say, oh no, because they're answering Amen.
Right. So that is indicative, maybe it's not a classic Shomei Ke'oneh. Right? So the Rambam seems to be of the opinion that we're dealing with a little bit of a different creation here. And it also seems that way from something he writes a little earlier in Ilchus Tefillah. I didn't give it to you, in the middle of Perek Ches. I think it's Ches Hey in Ilchus Tefillah. Where he basically seems to indicate that this only works if you have a minyan. So the same way it only works for benching if you have a zimun. If you have a zimun, you can have one guy bench on behalf of the whole group, and that's not considered shomei ke'oneh. Says basically, the way Rav Soloveitchik, again, it's a very long piece. It's not just like I'm grossly oversimplifying it, but basically, if you have a tzibur for this particular endeavor, so you have, it's considered that the tzibur is chayv in one benching together, right? And he says that also works for bracha rishon. If you have a tzibur that's sitting down to be koveh themselves to have a meal together, let's say, so one guy can make hamotzi for the whole tzibur. We don't find that one guy can make a shahakol for the whole tzibur. It only works for bar priya gafen and hamotzi lechem and aretz, because those are the brachos of kviyus. Those are the ones that were koveya, are seuda together, as opposed to if everybody's going to have vegetables, so one guy, we never have one guy make a bar priya adama for everybody. Even if it's a big tzibur, we don't do that, because that's not considered that they're sitting as one chabura and they're koveya themselves as such. What? Vidyavid. That's not necessarily the way to go. But if you...
Well, it's more l'chatchila than... Al-Hadamah.
For sure, but still. But anyway, the point still remains that it's not a classic Shomei Ke'oneh, at least not according to the Rambam. And obviously the more famous of the applications is with Chazaras HaShatz. Everybody's being Yotze Chazar Sashatz Laide Shomei Ke'oneh, it's that it's a tefillah on behalf of the whole tzibur. In other words, when there's a chabur of a tzibur that gets together and they become chayv and Chazar Sashatz, that's the chiyuv is that there should be one tefillah for the whole tzibur, and everybody should just answer amen to that Chazar Sashatz. So the Rambam seems to be applying this to Kriya Shema as well, meaning just as the words of Kriya Shema, you can't be Yotze Adei Shomei Ke'oneh, you can't be Yotze Birchos Kriya Shema Adei Shomei Ke'oneh. And therefore, what are we doing over here? So it's the same thing. You have a tzibur that if you have 10 people, then the Shliach Tzibur says all the brachas of Birchos Kriya Shema b'kol ram, and he's motzi everybody, not because they're listening and they're doing Shomei Ke'oneh, like the Rush assumes, but rather because that's the nature of the Kriya Shema, that the whole tzibur offers up one Kriya Shema with the brachos for the whole tzibur. And therefore, it would actually be better for everybody to listen, but if you can, you could also be mishtatef into the group by saying along with the Shliach Tzibur. But it's not because you dafka do or don't want Shomea Keona at that point. As opposed to the Rush, who says that this is all a din in Shomea Keona, and therefore... if you're going to space out, then you shouldn't even bother with this. Everybody should just say it to themselves, and you should just use the tzibur to pace you as a group. But either way, both of them have the shliach tzibur saying the Birchas Kriya Shema out loud. Now we don't do this anymore. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, so in Source 17, he writes that Birchas Yotzer ve'arvis omer ima shliach tzibur benachas. But he still says we should say the Birchas Kriya Shema on pace with the shliach tzibur. Right? It should be a nice slow pace that everybody should do it. And then the Ramah adds on, v'yimayir l'sayim kodem sheyisayim ha-shliach tzibur v'yane amein achar shliach tzibur. Should make sure to answer amein to all the brachos. Umiyu im lo amra rak shamra mishliach tzibur yatsa. These brachos, you can be motzei the tzibur even though he knows how to say it. Right? And we say by Shemona Esrei, you can't be motzei the tzibur if they know how to daven for themselves. So you shouldn't like hold out and say, no, I'll just listen to Chazaras Hashatz and I'll answer amen to that. We don't allow that, but we do allow it for Birchas Kriya Shema. This is the Rambam that I didn't give you. But it's also, he quotes the Ri from Perek Mishimesu, Rabbi Yonah actually, from Perek Mishimesu, right? Mishimesu, and V'lo Yana Amein Achar Siyama Bocher Ba'mo Yisrael Bi'ava Mishum Devi Yafser. We'll get back to that in a second. So what he's saying is that the Shliach Tzibur should be pacing the Tzibur, and he should say all the brachas out loud. So I once, I remember a long time ago, I was in, for the summer, I was in Rabbi Willig's Shir in June, and he was learning some of these in Yanim. So I asked him, so if it's like Birchas HaMazon, we're makbid by benching, that the mezamein should say the whole first bracha out loud. So how come we're not makbid anymore for the shliach tzibur to say the brachas out loud? He says, well, that's why you should be makbid for the shliach tzibur when he, right after he says baruch hu, he should at least say the opening bracha of yotzer or out loud, and he should make sure to end off all the brachas out loud. Not just so everybody has a nice opportunity to say amen, but because this is the demonstrative of the tziruf of the tzibur together, even though everybody is saying it along with him. So according to the Rambam, nothing's changed. It's just that we say it along with the shliach tzibur, because everybody's a baki, because we all sidurim. And according to the Rush, it's different because we don't use the Shomei Keona tool because we're afraid we're going to space out. But still, we want to be mitzuruf as one tzibur when it comes to these brachos. And therefore, all the brachos should be kept on pace. But he said that's why, and we're not going to end up getting to it tonight, but I'll just give you the heads up. That's why two nafkaminas, if you hold like this shtickle Torah that Rav Soloveitchik had, number one, which was the idea that he should say that bracha out loud right away, and number two, that all of the finishing brachos should be said out loud and should be heard by the tzibur. Right? Now, where does that play out? That plays out in two places. That plays out in HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael Bi'ava / Ohev Amo Yisrael, depending on whether it's Shacharis or Arvis. And it also plays out in Gal Yisrael. So let's just do the first one now, and we'll see what it's talking about over here. So the Jewish people, this has also been, in my lifetime, a fairly recent development, although I think a good one. The Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned at the very end of this sif, says V'lo yane amein achar siyam ha-bocher ba'amo Yisrael bi'ava mishum davi hefsek. You should not answer amein right after Ava Rabba. You shouldn't say amein to that bracha because it's a hefsek between the bracha and the Kriya Shema. This is a big machlokas Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes all the deos over here. And the Ramah in the parenthesis says Ayin lekaman simin Samach Aleph. He says, look in Simon Samach Aleph. So if you look in the Mishnah Brura in Source 19, just Bekitzer, he says that what's the Ramah talking about over there? The Ramah basically says, no, our minhag is to be Messiah before the Shliach Tzibur and to answer Amen to the Bracha. We don't hold of this Shita of the Mechaber The Ramah is just alluding to the fact that, so the Machaber was dealing with this Machlokas Rishonim, and then basically the Machaber said, don't answer Amen if you hear it. And there's a big discussion, what did he mean by that? Because in the Beis Yosef, he has a few different options. So he says, what did he mean by that? Maybe did he mean that you should Dafka try to end off at the exact same time as the Shlich Tzibur, so that it's you finishing off the Bracha at the exact same time, when and then we don't answer Amen to the Bracha, because it sounds like we're answering Amen to our own Bracha? Right, so that's a shtick that we pull from time to time, so that we don't have to say Amen if we don't want to, right? So because the halacha is we don't answer Amen to our own bracha,
except in a few places,
except for Bnei Yerushalayim, let's say, right? Just for now, we'll get back to the other places.
When you finish at the same time, Bnei Yerushalayim, you actually answer Amen to your own bracha,
right?
Other times, isn't it? If you finish,
So let's hold off on that till next time. Okay. We'll definitely get into that. We'll definitely get into that next time. Because that's going to create the Gaul Yisrael problem anyway. But before we get to that, so the Mechaber, we're not really sure how he was paskening. Was he paskening, you should just finish yourself, then you hear the Shlech Tzibur say the Bracha, but you just don't answer Amen? Or was he saying, no, you should finish at the exact same time as the Shlech Tzibur, thereby, you know, not allowing you to say Amen? So the Mishnah Berurah is not sure himself. He says, either way, all the Achronim hold like the Ramah, that you can say Amen to Abocher Ben Yisrael Yava. He says that it's definitely the major overwhelming majority holds that it's no problem at all to say that Amen. But right, if you look it's source 19 towards the end of the Sifkatan over there, Ein Bachronim Sheatiku Kulam Es Divrei Ramah Ledina. They all pass like the Ramah. Dem siyem abracha berachas abokar kodem ashleach tzibur. Let's say you messed up and you jumped the gun a little bit and you finished abokar b'mo Yisrael b'ava. So yesh lano samein achar ashleach tzibur. You should answer amen. Ach lechachila yoser tov she yisayim b'shave im ashleach tzibur. Right, and this is I think I've over my lifetime I've seen many more people be makbid about this. Right, it's better to finish at the same time as the shliach tzibur. V'lo yitzdarich lanos amein acharav. Then you won't need to answer amein after him. Right, Ari b'derech achaim. So he says, look in the Sivas Hamishpat's sitter. Shekosav de'ein lanos amein achar bracha acheres. Bracha acheres bein avar alishma. He says, but if you hear another bracha out there, don't answer amein to that bracha. So basically, if you know, I don't know, you've probably seen this in a lot of shuls. That everybody tries to answer Baruch Ato Hashem Abocher Ben Yisrael B'Ava at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur.
Does that mean that they wait? Yeah.
What?
I never got.
Right, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah is saying, because you have this Machlokes Mechaber Amah, whether or not to say Amen, and it's even a Machlokes what the Mechaber really held, maybe he held you should say Amen, you should say Amen, but since we have this Suffolk, what to do, it's definitely better to avoid the problem.
But is that really the ideal way? Won't you have people waiting until the Sheikh Tzibur actually starts and that'll...
Right, so don't wait too long. So first of all, if you're going to say a tefillah slowly, those are excellent tefillahs to say slowly. The words are, I mean, the words of all the tefillahs are nice, but those are particularly beautiful tefillahs.
Right, time you're focused on finishing with the Sheikh Tzibur.
Right, so you should focus on it, try to pace yourself together with the Sheikh Tzibur. But,
is there an aim to start Kriya Shema at the same time?
I imagine so. Yeah, there's an Indian in general. If the Tzibur is saying, there's a halacha that if the Tzibur says the words, Shema Yisrael, Shalom, Shalom, whatever you're doing, you have to say it along with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, meaning, I'm not talking about if you're in the middle of davening and you're right there, you're catching up, whatever, and it's very evident that you're davening. If you'd be sitting and learning and they're up to Maariv and somebody says Shema Yisrael, you have to stop and say at least the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael together with the Tzibur.
Towards the end of the Havarabah and they're saying Shema Yisrael.
Right. I don't know about that. That wouldn't be considered problematic, I think. I think you should finish up at a normal pace. But the reason I'm bringing this up specifically is that as the Shliach Tzibur, you should make it appropriate that they should do it. However, one big nafkamini from Rav Soloveitchik's Vort is that you really need to hear the Shliach Tzibur say the bracha. So sometimes you're in a shul and everybody, it's good shtick, where everybody screams out, Baruch atah Hashem, Ohev Amo Yisrael, right, together. So he was very against that. He said that you're not going to be able to hear, you don't want to drown out the Shliach Tzibur.
Mishpura has to do it quietly.
What? Right. Well, that's the point. Meaning, no, but it's like nice words. Baruch Adah Hashem, Ohev Amo Yisrael. Baruch Adah Hashem, Abocher Amo Yisrael. Be'ava. It's beautiful words. So you want to really get into it. But you have to try to get into it, more mentally than verbally.
The Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch of the Ritva here is whether or not you can have a hefsek between Shema and...
Whether the bracha of Birchas Kriya Shema are dafka the brachas on Shema, and therefore it's like making a Birchas HaMitzvah on something, and the, or a Birchas HaNenin, and right? It, clearly, it's not a classic Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaNenin, but it's, in other words, does it follow that those rules that like one, you don't want to have a hefsik in between Al Natilas Lulav and the shaking of the Lulav or whatever, and the, so it's things like that. So therefore, we're a little bit careful to try to do it together. But based on this idea that that Rav Soloveitchik developed, it's definitely best if you can actually hear the Shliach Tzibur. So as the Shliach Tzibur, you should also try to make yourself heard for those brachos. If you know that the shul is going to try to drown you out, you should try not to get drowned out. Right? I don't think you need to give them the pump fake, the Ka'ela pump fake. You know what I'm talking about? Where the Shliach Tzibur, like the Bakore, just like he knows everyone's going to Ka'ela. So like he'll stop and pretend he's about to do it, so everybody will fly right by, and then he'll go up there. So I don't know if you need to do that, but it's still good to try to make yourself be heard. And just since I don't have my keys, we'll do one more thing. The what?
He
what?
Me to go get them.
Oh, okay. Where? So, from where? Oh, okay. One sec. So just. So let me just see. There was one point. You know what? All right, we'll hold off on that till next time, and we'll move right on to the next thing. All right,